It is John Givens with another Football in Business podcast. This is a little series we've been doing. I think we're on number three now with John Culligan, who joins me in the studio, who spends his, I was going to say life, let's say career. he's got another interest there, but spends his career working in the business of football, working with the people who run football,
yeah, that's
basically, to do a quick summary. We did the full spiel in episode one to sort of go back to that, but yeah, you've spent your career working alongside with the organisations who are you know, effectively running football,
yeah,
in Europe and globally on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's right. So it's working with the federations, with leagues and clubs. That's predominantly within football, but we also cover other sports as well. So I think it gives you a good view of everything that's happening for football, but global sport as well. And I think one of the areas that we work in and have been working in more recently is in the kind of multi-club ownership space. So organisations who are owning, controlling, running different clubs. And I think that's a topic of conversation we'll be getting onto today.
Yeah, that's the theme for today. We like to do themes on this show, and we're going to do multi-club ownership because it's apt for Liverpool, and obviously, you know, our audience is a Liverpool Football Club one, and we always try to sort of tie it back, you know, general football issues, you know, to our team. And it was interesting when Michael Edwards returned, and one of the things that he said appealed to him was the idea of FSG getting into multi-club ownership.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit slow, which has been sort of quite interesting, and we'll maybe sort of come on to that, but
yeah,
it was interesting that the outright sort of, you know, said it. You know, there'd been rumours before, but that was the first time, you know, I think that we had it in sort of black and white that FSG wanted to go down that route.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the obvious question is why do FSG sort of want to do that? Because, before then and up to now, it's been one club, one sport. So they've obviously got the Boston Red Sox. They've been looking for an NBA team.
Yeah.
I do believe as well they've got a hockey team who play in Pittsburgh,
yeah,
the Penguins. And so it looked like that was sort of their thing. So why is it your understanding that they do want to go into this multi-club model within football?